Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. We're back reacting to the most interesting theories on the internet. I have decided to make this into a weekly series, where every week I react to new interesting theories that I see on the internet. I think this is going to be great, because now you guys could suggest theories that you find and then comment them under these videos, and I'll make sure to cover them in the next week's episode. This is the third episode, by the way. You can find the other two episodes on my channel. Thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. The first theory we're going to be breaking down today is the theory that the eternal torment known as hell isn't a real place. When most people think about religion, they tend to think about these four main things: God and the devil, heaven and hell. It's programmed into every single person who follows most religions today. Christians believe that in order to avoid hell, which is considered total and complete separation from God and eternal torment, you must give yourself to Jesus and repent for your sins. Christians also believe that those that never repent and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior spend eternity in damnation, which is what we call hell. But according to this theory, that isn't the case at all. This theory suggests that hell, as we know it, is a fabricated idea created by the church.
Hell is not in the Bible. It's a pagan teaching inserted into the scriptures that's not found in the original Greek or Hebrew. The doctrine of eternal conscious torment is a lie from Satan's own mouth that slanders God, making him out to be a tyrant and his son a failure. God is love. He would never do such a thing to you. He loves you unconditionally. Christ died for all sin on the cross, and through that, all of creation will be reconciled back to God. All of creation will be saved. That word hell is a mistranslation. Jesus never spoke about hell. He spoke about Gehenna, which is a literal place here on earth. It's a valley. It will be used in the next eon as a form of capital punishment. It's not eternal, it's temporary. And it's a message to the Israelites, not us. Paul's 13 letters are written to us. It's the evangel that's active, not Israel's, the evangel of God's grace.
As you heard for yourself, this man suggests that the idea of hell is completely fabricated by the church. He brings up the point that in the Bible, there is no verse that describes hell as people think it is. Now, this is a hard one. I myself go back and forth with the idea that hell is eternal or not. I believe hell is real because it's talked about many times in the Bible. The verses describe it as an everlasting torment for those who refuse to follow the Lord and repent. But the word hell isn't actually in the Bible. It was added in after it was translated. From reading the Bible and my understanding of God, it seems like hell isn't something God would have planned for the world, as he offers forgiveness to all of those who choose him no matter what they do. He has made it as easy as possible to go to heaven. Follow his ways that he laid down, and even if you fail occasionally, he will forgive you as long as you repent and try to do better. Being better is an important part of repentance, as you can't truly repent for something that you continue to do and don't try to improve on. This has led me to believe that hell is a place where souls go to die, not really to be tormented. The souls that just never repented and were truly bad souls are sent to hell. I believe hell is real, but it's not a place of eternal torment, but a place where the eternal soul is burned until it's non-existent. So with this theory, I have to call it inconclusive, as I do believe hell is a real place, but I also agree that it's not what is presented as. Let's move on to the next theory. The next theory we're going to be talking about is the theory that many of you suggested I talk about regarding Jaden Smith's Grammy outfit. Ever since Jaden Smith showed up with a castle on his head to the Grammys, many of you have been messaging and commenting under my videos, asking me, and even some telling me that Jaden Smith is wearing the Mother of Darkness castle on his head. What's the Mother of Darkness castle? Well, it's a castle hidden deep in the forests of Belgium that is said to be used for strange dark rituals. The castle's real name is the Château d'Amores, and locals warn to stay far away from it. It's heavily guarded with surveillance and all types of booby traps. What's strange is that I just released a whole video about this castle on my Patreon just days before the Grammy event, exposing it for being one of the hubs for the elite to meet and do their disturbing rituals. Those that saw that video are now theorizing that Jaden wore this castle on his head to show homage to the castle, hiding the truth in plain sight. Some people even suggested that he wore the castle to expose the elite and his father for what they did to him. Many people believe that Will put Jaden through strange rituals in Hollywood, which would explain his odd behavior. So this is a way for him to rebel against his father by exposing what they do. He's doing this by bringing awareness to the Mother of Darkness castle. Now, while I will say Jaden wearing a castle on his head is definitely one of the stranger things I've seen this week, I'm not sure if he's really exposing the elite. I must say that it is quite interesting that he is wearing a castle that is awfully similar to the Mother of Darkness castle. But according to Jaden, the castle isn't the Mother of Darkness. Instead, It's a castle inspired by Transylvania vampire castles, which if that's true is still rather strange, as vampires are connected to blood and death, some of the things that are attached to these secret societies that run Hollywood. Now this hat was designed by the Transylvania designer, Dora Abadi. Now I searched on the internet to see what castle was the one that inspired this castle hat, but I didn't find anything besides it being inspired by vampire castles. Now the fact that this castle looks so similar to the Mother of Darkness castle, and is believed strange demonic rituals take place there, I can't help but think that this is what it really is. We know Hollywood loves hiding the truth in plain sight, and for those that seen my video, you know there's a lot of bloodshed at that castle. To me, it seems that that's exactly what they're doing, hiding the truth in plain sight. I exposed in my Patreon video what this castle is really used for. Considering that Jaden was born in Hollywood and his parents were extremely famous, I wouldn't be surprised if Jaden's handlers used them in a twisted way to show homage to this sick place. Jaden himself was a kid of the industry who possibly went through those dark rituals done at the Mother of Darkness castle. We will never know if he was taken there or not, but I do know that that castle looks very similar to the castle he's wearing on his head. For now, since we don't have 100% confirmation, I'll leave this one as inconclusive. But let's be honest, it wouldn't be the first time Hollywood hides the truth in plain sight. Let me know if you agree with me or not. Could this be paying homage to the Mother of Darkness castle? Let's move on to the next theory. The next theory we're going to be talking about is that Kobe Bryant's untimely death was planned. We all remember that back in 2020, NBA fans lost the iconic basketball star Kobe Bryant. Unfortunately for Kobe, he decided to fly on a day with terrible weather conditions. Sadly, it cost him his life, his daughter, and several other lives as well. When the helicopter ended up crashing, his death was ruled a terrible accident. Or was it? This theory suggests that Kobe's passing was connected to his ongoing legal battle with the supplement company High Tech Pharmaceutical he had a partnership with, claiming that Kobe was set up by this company to stop Kobe from exposing and suing them.
Not going into crazy conspiracy, but you look at Kobe Bryant when his helicopter crashed, just crazy to think about. He was actually in the middle of a lawsuit, was about to testify against the supplement brand that he had partnered with because they had found traces of methamphetamines inside the pre-workout. Just to hook motherfuckers, right? So he died. But I don't know if he died for that. Who knows? Maybe the 20-year pilot just lost experience that one day. It just made no sense. But they're poisoning your food, not only to fuck you, but also to keep you in the rat race of addiction.
As you heard for yourself, this theory claims that Kobe's death was no accident and that he was allegedly set up. Now, if you search online, you will see that apparently Kobe had settled this lawsuit before his death. These websites claim that his passing was unrelated to that lawsuit. Now, does that mean that Kobe's death wasn't suspicious? No, it definitely was. And I believe that he was definitely set up and taken out. While it might not have been by the pharmaceutical companies, it was definitely by Hollywood. See, what most people don't know is that Kobe's death was actually foreshadowed years before it happened on an old animated TV show. In the show The Legends of Chamberlain, there's an episode called The End of Days. This episode was released in 2016, 4 years before Kobe's death. In that episode, they depicted something that is now disturbing to watch, as it depicts Kobe Bryant passing away in a helicopter crash just like it would happen to him 4 years later. To make it even more disturbing, the episode was named The End of Days. Think about this. Kobe passed away in 2020, the same year of the infamous sickness that many people thought was the beginning of the end of the world, or the end of days. Kobe's passing was no coincidence. In my opinion, it was definitely planned. Now, the fact that the episode was released in 2016, I don't think his passing was connected to pharma, but to the plans the industry had for him. So this theory, in my eyes, seems true. Even though it might not have been the pharmaceutical company, it still seems like his passing was planned. Now let's move on to the next theory. This theory suggests that music genres throughout the eras were all designed to manipulate the masses and push certain agendas that would influence people in the way the elite want them to be.
What if I told you that you're severely underestimating the power of music and the oligarchs take good advantage of that fact? Now think about it, music isn't just a form of entertainment, it's a weapon of the oligarchs, a tool, a means of control that's been wielded since the dawn of time. The music industry isn't merely a collection of artists and producers, it's a secret society with one agenda, to shape and control your behavior without you even realizing it. You may think, the people of the 60s had these kind of personalities, so that's why they liked a certain type of music, and the people of the 70s thought like this, which is why they listen to another type of music. And the people of the 80s live like this. That's why they preferred that style of music. No, my sweet summer child. It's the other way around. The oligarchs dictate what music gets played everywhere, and then the children and youth of the time dance to the tune of the oligarchs all the way to their destruction. A person's entire personality can be shaped by the music they're hooked to. They lay out a timeline, decades, even centuries in advance, for every cultural shift, trend, and movement. From the rise of swing in the roaring 20s to the rebellious rock of the 60s, and even the manufactured angst of the 90s grunge era, none of it was organic. Each shift was carefully designed to manipulate the collective consciousness, guiding society toward whatever mindset the oligarchs needed to further their agenda. They fund the artists, control the distribution, and ensure the right songs are the ones that dominate the airwaves. And yes, they've done this for every culture, every language. Music trends are engineered to match the mood the oligarchs want society to have, planned decades in advance. They popularized free love music, and the youth of that generation embraced it completely. They pushed a wave of gangster rap, and suddenly the youth were all emulating gang members. Now they push music with questionable ideas and thoughts on identity, and like clockwork, the kids start reflecting that same confusion. At the time, you may think you're just enjoying the music, but believe me when I say, one day it'll be your time to pay the piper. Speaking of the Pied Piper, what do you suppose that story was all about?
Now, this theory is 100% true. Music is created to influence the listener and shape their personality. Music has been used as propaganda since day one. It's 100% connected to MKUltra and methods of manipulating the mind. When the government wanted a war on drugs, they use artists to influence the youth to become junkies. This way, they can validate their war. Same thing with creating violence through gangster rap. It's all methods of control. I spoke long ago about how a former CIA agent admitted to the rap group NWA being a CIA asset. He claimed that they were created to influence violence and to inspire people to rebel against the system, allowing them to target minorities. This theory, in my opinion, is 100% true. It's why I focus so much on making videos exposing the music industry. Let's move on to the next theory. The next theory we're going to be talking about is the theory that Santa Claus is actually Satan. This theory suggests that Santa isn't Saint Nicholas like most people think he is, but he's just another form of Satan.
Santa is Satan. So this is Santa with the reindeers, and this is the god Saturn, also known as Saturno. The Roman god Santa is always depicted with a long grey beard, holding a scythe in his hand because he's the god of harvesting and time. In ancient Rome, they celebrated something called Saturnalia, a festival dedicated to the god Saturn. And this took place in December, just like Christmas. The summer times governed by the sun, the winter times governed by Saturn. Summer is life, the winter is death. December and winter is when the most deaths occur. So many people die in December. This is when Saturn harvests the souls. Christmas is actually Saturnalia, which is a celebration of death. Don't you think it's weird how we celebrate the winter death instead of having a celebration in the summer life? Symbolism literally doesn't lie. The word Saturn is Satan. Now, of course, Saturn is not a real human with a long beard. This is all symbolic.
As you heard for yourself, this theory suggests that Santa is just Satan and that he is connected to the winter solstice holiday Saturnalia. This is also pretty much true. Santa in reality is just a representation of Saturn. He has nothing to do with Saint Nicholas. Saturn was a god the Romans worshipped, and they worshipped him on Saturnalia during the winter solstice. Like I have been exposed many times already, Christmas has nothing to do with Jesus. It was a holiday the Catholic Church established in order to continue Roman pagan traditions. If you don't believe me, just look it up. This theory is 100% true, and I advise all of you to do your own research on it. Well, you made it to the end. Let me know what you think about the theories I went over today. Also, don't forget to comment any other theories you want me to speak on in the next week's episode. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.